We are back. The Gunsmith Show right here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock. Glad to have you aboard. We're going to get down with PCC in this segment of the show. It's brought to you by Diamond Jim's Tire and Automotive.
Yes. So Diamond Jim's right on Dort Highway in Burton, Michigan is a great place to get your car fixed. No matter what you need, they can get her done. And for your car, within reason, unless it's demolished, they don't do the crash stuff. They just fix it the way it should be. Shocks, struts, brakes, AC. I did say brakes, but more importantly, tires. Man, do they do a knockout job on tires. Everything I got right now has their tires on it, and man, am I happy about it. Every single choice I've made with them has been on top of it. Gives you the options, works with you, works within your budget. I'm telling you, go see him. You'll be glad you did. Tim Hogan at Diamond Jim's, 810-743-4210. Tell him you heard about him on the Gunsmith Show. You can link to him right from our website as well, thegss.com. And thank you for being a sponsor of the Gunsmith Show, because it's important to me. It's important to him. He understands our rights and how easy it is that we can lose them. So we don't want to lose them. Now, here on the Gunsmith Show, we try to come up with good topics for these, 15-minute segments of the show. And right now, one of the hottest topics out there, you guys, and I say you guys because I got Jake in here and I got Dan, pistol caliber carbines. They are, there's two big, in long guns, there are two things that sell like mad right now. Guns that can reach out to 1,000 yards and pistol caliber carbines. That's the two. Your average everyday hunting rifles.
A normal one that reaches 300 yards. They don't care.
Well,
1,000 yards are it, or pistol caliber carbines.
Because, and I was trying to explain this to my wife. I said, when you got a gun that can effectively, fairly quietly, shoot a quarter at 100 yards. Doesn't have a whole lot of range after that, but it'll work good at 100 yards, out to 100 yards, very effectively, and have enough knockdown power to do what you need it to do. That can make a big, big difference. It could be a real game changer. Quietly, I say, because a lot of these pistol caliber carbines can be suppressed.
Yeah.
And they're not that loud anyway.
Every one of them now comes threaded.
Almost, yeah. Just about even lever action rifles are threaded now.
Yeah.
That are pistol caliber carbines. They truly are. It is truly a carbine, and it is but it's a lever action. So it's not just semi-automatic. It's not just military looking guns. Henry has their new
Homesteader
9mm. Nice looking rifle.
Takes Glock magazines. It's a good looking gun. It's heavy.
It is. It's a handful, but I imagine it handles great. I want to name off a few of these, and we're going to go through them one by one.
They typically take magazines for a corresponding handgun.
Yeah.
Like that Henry takes Glock 9mm mags.
They have an adapter plate in there that can switch from 9mm, their 9mm magazines, to Glock mags. And a lot of these can, like our Kel-Tec sub 2000s. When it started out, they started off with, they never had their own magazines.
Right.
They started out, the first one was the Beretta,
Well, that's the first one I bought.
I'm thinking it was the first one they put on the market was because there were so many Beretta 92 magazines after Desert Storm.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, there were
millions.
$8 a piece at gun shows. You know, they were stacked up like firewood. And
it made sense. It's a 15-round, 9mm magazine that fit into a rifle.
Yeah, all steel.
Chiappa made the same thing.
In a 30 carbine.
In that 30 carbine looking thing, but it took Beretta 92 mags.
Yep, exactly. So because Beretta 92 mags, being Beretta's the oldest gun maker in the world, they're good magazines. And so you got one. You got one in 9mm.
I bought one. I bought a Kel-Tec SUB 2000 Gen 2.
Yeah.
It takes Beretta mag because I have the Beretta and I wanted a pair. I wanted a rifle and a handgun.
Right.
But now since then, Kel-Tec has made them to take Sig mags.
Yeah.
Glock mags is probably the number one seller.
Oh, I'm sure it is. That's what mine is. Yep. It's a Glock mag one.
Yep.
And they rock. They work. I mean, I don't know. I don't know anybody that complains about
them.
No, you know what I mean?
And that's the interesting thing about all of these brands is that whether you're buying the very expensive, There's
$2,700
pieces. You're buying H&K 9mm MP5, and it's $3,000, you know, whatever it may be. There are so many accessories for all of these to build them even better. So Kel-Tec being a price point at, well, Kel-Tec, Ruger, and Smith & Wesson are all in that less than $700 price
exactly.
point.
Exactly. Yeah, between $300 and $700.
For pistol caliber carbines. That's kind of your entry level.
Now
I'm going above High Point because High Point's even lower.
I didn't even put High Point in the list.
They're probably the originals, but let's be honest.
People love those carbines.
They're originals.
And they do work. But now the original, the Mac Daddy of them all is the original Thompson machine gun, the Tommy gun.
Yeah.
They are the 1927 M1s. They are good guns.
14 pounds of steel.
They are heavy. They are nice, but it is a pistol caliber carbine, and that's what they're designed to do. Effectively put a round on target out to about 100 yards.
And even after that, you kind of go into them one carbines. We're really designed as that, too.
And it's a pistol-style cartridge. There is very few pistols.
Grease guns.
In that caliber.
All stuff that, you know, these are 80-year-old, 90, 100-year-old projects now that are still ringing true in today's day
effective.
And age.
Yeah. And the Thompson machine guns, or Thompson 1927 A1s, or whatever they're called now, are still highly sought after. I mean, they're on the market. They're $1,259, and they're nice guns. But there are some guns on the market that are just phenomenal right now. Like the almost all the reports say, for the money, you can't beat the SIG MPX.
Oh,
which
yeah.
We shot one of those one time.
I did.
We got a chance to shoot them at the SIG class.
The fully auto one.
Yeah, and a lot of fun. Now,
they're not cheap.
No, they're not. They're $1,400 plus, but they're still less expensive than
an MP5, which is your
H&K MP5, which is what basically all these are.
What do you call that? It's synonymous with so many things, whether it be movies or police or anything.
Status symbol.
I mean, you pull out
an HK MP5, people go, he's serious.
He or she
is a serious gun connoisseur. But, you know, the CZ Scorpions are popular, too.
Yeah.
CZ Scorpions are highly rated.
Yep.
There's just an absolute ton of these small carbines that are in 7.62x39 and in 300 blackout. Now the new 338 blackout.
Well, not to mention, though,
or AAC, it's
standard
called.
Just AR-15s in 9mm and 40.
Yeah, exactly. There's a whole bunch of those on the list, too. Like the CMMG's Banshee.
Yeah.
That is a $1,400 beautiful rifle combo that is basically designed to be a kind of a, not an SBR, but usually a lot of them have pistol braces.
Yeah.
So they're braced handguns. Now, PSA,
Palmetto State
has 7.62x39s, they got 9mm, they got 10mm, lots of choices. And then our friends at Bear Creek Arsenal are putting out 10mm and 9mm carbines as well. Aero Precision is probably one of the finest ones. Everything I've ever
for
got
the price
from,
point.
Yeah, yeah, everything I've ever got from Aero, yeah, you can easily spend $1,000, $1,200 on a nice Aero setup, but the machining is perfect. Triggers are perfect. The accuracy, A plus all the way.
Do you remember back when there was the Silver Dome gun shows?
Yes.
They had the Uzi rifles, not the pistols, but they had the full
with
Uzis.
The wood buttstocks?
16.5-inch barrel with the wood buttstock.
Yeah.
That would be a cool pistol caliber carbine.
It would. They're still around.
They're crazy expensive nowadays.
Yeah. And you can still, like, I know in,
I don't know, how do you even find an Uzi?
Sarco,
mags?
You can buy 16-inch barrels for Uzis. You used to be able to buy 16-inch barrels for Uzis. And who knows? You know, I don't know what's going on in Israel right now. I haven't even been able to keep up with it, but we might get a new wave of, you know, of something new coming out.
You never know.
You never know. But Ruger and Smith & Wesson have done almost identical things with these PCCs, with their carbines. Smith & Wesson has the FPC, and Ruger has the PC carbines. So they're just about identical looking. They fold a little differently. They're pretty cool. Some of them have collapsible stocks.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know,
I'll say that the Smith & Wessons and the Kel-Tecs are the folding ones.
Right.
Yeah.
But the Smith & Wesson, they just came out with that 10mm version.
They
so
did.
So I'm kind of excited about
Kel-Tec
that
Kel-Tec did, too.
Yep, Kel-Tec did,
we
too.
We talked about that.
And I'm torn because I'm thinking I want to go with an AR in 10 millimeter and go with a Bear Creek upper on a lower that'll handle 10 millimeters. So as opposed to switching all the way over to one of these carbines that's dedicated, if you get a AR lower that will work with 9s and 10 millimeters or even 45s, then you could swap the uppers and have a 9, a 10, or a 45. So lots of numbers I'm throwing out there.
11 or 12?
No, I'm not going 11 or 12. I wouldn't mind having a 50.
12.7.
I want a 50 AE in an AR platform. I really do. I wish we should have one. And I haven't seen anybody make it. We need another Tim Legender is what we need. But we don't have one yet. So just lots of really, really cool stuff. So in the next segment, we're going to talk about what's available at Williams in their used rack and tons of new stuff. But the used rack has a whole bunch of PCCs. And being they are so hot, and I have spent a lot of time in the past year talking about long-range guns. So this kind of feels good talking about short-range stuff. It's a lot of fun. They're fun to shoot, too, you know. And you can usually go to any indoor range and shoot them. You know, you follow the rules of every indoor range, but indoor range, I'm kind of waiting for, you know, maybe some big conglomerate to buy Genesee Valley Mall and turn it into a giant indoor shooting range.
Kind of what it is now, right?
No, not quite, but, okay. But it, you know, it could be. There's a possibility.
Parking lot.
Store could be a skeet range. The whole mall could be a really cool gallery.
And a dispensary.
There you go.
There's a few of those as well.
And a walk-in clinic on one side.
Yeah, and a Band-Aid dispenser. But
we're going to take a break. We'll come back. This is the Gunsmith Show right here on US 103.1. And I just want to say, Bear Creek Arsenal, fantastic name.
It is, isn't it?
Super awesome name.
I mean, it sounds like they should make a really good soup or something, too.
I don't know.
they make good guns.
Oh, yeah. Bear Creek Arsenal. We'll be right back. It's the Gunsmith Show.